Here's Governor Perry at the GOP debate in New Hampshire this week, talking about how he would get the U.S. economy back on track.
Clearly, opening up a lot of the areas of our domestic energy area. That's the real key.
Here he is answering a question on political gridlock in Washington.
It's time for another American Declaration of Independence. It's time for energy independence.
Talking about how to insure uninsured Americans.
Let me tell you, we're sitting on this absolute treasure trove of energy in this country.
And how to deal with Chinese currency manipulation.
And that's why I lay out, without having any congressional impact at all, how to get our energy industry back to work.
It shouldn't come as a surprise that the governor sees domestic oil drilling and energy development as central to America's economic recovery. After all, it's worked pretty well in Texas, says Professor David Spence from the University of Texas Energy Management and Innovation Center.
As the price of oil goes up, that increases employment in the industry. And as you know, a lot of oil and gas employment for the world is centered in Texas.
While Spence says it's an open question how much credit Perry can claim for the booming oil and gas industry, the governor's embrace of fossil fuels, his public battles with the EPA, and his vocal skepticism of climate change have made him a boogeyman to many environmental groups. The thing is, Perry's history in Texas may be a little more complicated than you might expect, given that image.
Yeah, I suppose it depends on whether you want to focus on what he says or what he does. I mean, the rhetoric in the presidential campaign has been very strong against EPA, against environmentalists, and against environmental regulation. But there are some, you know, what many would consider sort of, if not pro-environment, then sort of environmentally responsible actions that you can point to, at least a few of them.
Along with the traditional support of the oil and gas industry, Perry has overseen record growth in some renewable energy sectors.
If we've had the success over the last 10 years and people blame the governor's office for failures, they also generally should credit the governor's office with some degree of the successes.
Russell Smith is director of the Texas Renewable Energy Industries Association. He says in those 10 years, Texas has become a world leader in wind power. It's a fact Governor Perry's office doesn't want you to forget either. The governor's website touts millions of dollars in investment from the Texas Emerging Technologies Fund towards renewable energy. It even features this video of the governor announcing more than $8 million for wind power research at Texas Tech University.
And the work continues. We add wind capacity. We work to connect these wind farms to the grid and then to our major cities where the people live.
And we've done that in a way that spreads the cost of the transmission line among all the ratepayers.
Again, the Energy Management and Innovation Center is David Spence.
At the national level, the siting of new transmission lines to support wind has gotten bogged down in fights over who's going to pay for that. Here we've chosen a kind of regional approach. Some people call it socializing the costs of those transmission lines.
Perry actually faced questions at the Bloomberg Washington Post GOP debate over his use of the Emerging Technology Fund to finance renewable energy. And it might not be a surprise that while the governor's state website touts renewables, Perry's campaign website is pretty silent on the issue.
You cannot accomplish your purposes or goals that you might have as a politician if you're not elected.
Russell Smith with the Renewable Energy Industries Association.
So as a result of all of that, I think we've seen in Texas, as elsewhere, major politicians stepping back from positions they may have taken in the past that were more supportive of renewables in order to make it past the hurdles.
But for everybody wondering aloud whether there may be a little green under Perry's red state politics, there's little doubt that fossil fuels remain the focus of the governor's energy policy, both in the oil and electric industries.
Governor Perry has been very pro coal-fired power plants.
Ken Kramer is the executive director of the Lone Star Sierra Club.
As a matter of fact, in 2005, he issued an executive order to the state environmental agency, TCEQ, basically telling them to fast-track the issuance of air permits and other permits for coal-fired power plants.
Kramer points out that much of Texas wind power infrastructure was mandated by electric deregulation that took place before Perry took office. He says if you want to know what kind of president Perry would be, all you have to do is look at who he appoints to regulate energy and the environment in Texas.
Basically, they seem, in the main, to view their responsibility as one of issuing permits so that businesses who emit air pollution or water pollution can get to work.
Getting to work will be the focus of Perry's speech today in Pennsylvania as he unveils his jobs plan. It's expected to have a strong domestic energy component. Moses Bouchel, KUT News.